Adrian Gardner, Jeff Claus.
Hi.
I'm looking behind me at the latest development in the Eastern Cape. I think you'd call it that, Adrian?
That's our latest development. Yes, certainly it is. It's one of the few that we've been doing, but something that we're very proud of.
And Jeff, this is on your golf course.
This is my view every day, Alec.
Yeah, man. But right behind you is going to be something very special, very different, very new. We've told the business community a little about it so far. But from what, Adrian, from what you've been telling me earlier, this is unique.
Yeah, I think, Alec, you know, as I said to you before, we've been involved in golf courses around the country. And at Pearl Valley, we did a 80-room hotel, and we were going to do a 60-room hotel here. But COVID's changed the hospitality industry dramatically. So this is going to be a mixture of, you can call them hotel rooms, but they're bachelor flats. So they're going to be 12 of those. They're going to be 8 two-bedroom flats. And then they're going to be 14 incredible villas. I mean, you've seen the drawings of them. There's nothing like it on the links. I mean, Jeff will be able to tell you that he's done some incredible homes here, but I'm talking about something that's really unique for a small family. You know, it's just something special. And I think what makes it really special is a medical facility that's going to be part of the development. It's not a retirement village, but we're going to have 24-hour medical facility here with property nurse done by a professional company called Medwell, which can the whole estate can use. But there are some things on it that are exceptionally special, make no mistake.
And so it's at the links at St. Francis.
At the links, looking over the 18th hole, looking over the bay. You can hear the sea from it, you can see the mountains in the background facing northeast. I can promise you, of the sites that I've been to in terms of a development, I feel very privileged that we've been chosen to do this development.
You say we, that's Mantis. How did Mantis get the nod from St. Francis?
It's one of the most respected names in the business. And Mr. Gardner and I go back, Adrian and I go back 30 years. We've seen what they've done before, we've seen what they've accomplished, and to me it's a natural. The positioning of this development within the development, this estate within the estate, is right next to the clubhouse. It's right next to the leisure center. It's close to the front entrance. It has its own gate. And the best thing for them is they're going to benefit from all of our amenities.
How big is it, Adrian?
You know, in total there's 30 units. You know, there's, as I said to you, the 12 bachelor flats, the 8 flats, you can take two of those flats and turn it into a penthouse, and 14 villas. So it's a small, unique development. But it has its own homeowners association. It benefits, as we've said, of all the facilities that are on offer here. Yeah, the clubhouse. The center, and I think Jeff should just tell you about what they're going to do. They've bought some more ground down here, and they're going to add on a lot of additional things here. Jeff, would you like to explain what you're going to do on that? I know you explained it to me the other day, but it makes this place absolutely unique.
I think the beautiful thing that's happened here, Alec, is that we have seen with COVID a lot more young families moving to the area. We've got champion schools around us, and what we've chosen to do is to make sure that even though we have a fantastic Nicklaus golf course rated as highly as it is and drawing people from all over the world.
Rated as highly as? We're in South Africa.
Well, it's number four now.
Number four in South Africa.
We're pushing.
Okay. Out of how many golf courses?
450.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So it's prime.
We've been top 10 since we started. Thanks. But I think what we also had to recognize is it's not all about golf, you know. So we've got trails that go from 1 kilometer to 4.5 kilometers. You can mix and match. You can mountain bike. We do park run here on Saturday mornings. We've got a leisure center with a heated and covered pool and a gym. But now we need more. So we're going to do a new thing called Family Center, which is going to include probably the ever or becoming so popular form of racket sports. There's two different kinds that are out there right now. We're looking at both of them. And then a multi-surface facility, a floor, that allows you to play hockey and soccer and netball and basketball and all that goes with it. Another pool, a small pool for the kids, and then braai areas for the members. You know, it's lifestyle.
When did you start? When did St. Francis Links kick off?
We broke ground, I think everything started about 2005, 2006, and it caught fire immediately. And then we went through the dark period, 2008, 9, up to 2015. And in the last 5-6 years, we have resold everything. 522 properties sold out of 540.
And as I say, we're looking at the new development here, which is a development within a development. Was it always going to be used separately?
Initially, it was supposed to be the hotel. And we basically used facilities on the estate and homes on the estate to work as our hotel in the early period. I wanted the hotel, but the real demand here is for property. And I think the bonus that came along with this is when we brought the medical side in as well, there's a great demand or great hope in the future that we will have a better connection. And so this thing is from the pregnant mom to the grandma. And I think it's going to be a great, great addition to a great estate.
Have you done anything like this before, Adrian?
We've been involved in the developments at Steenberg. It was one of the first that we were, certainly the hotel and the winery. We've done the development of the hotel at Pearl Valley. And obviously we're finishing off the houses that have been sold there. But to say, have we done anything like this before? The answer is no. This is unique, and this is what Mantis is about. We've got unique properties. If you look at all our properties, we're not just a cookie cutter. You know, we're not just a hotel. I mean, yesterday you kindly did an interview with me on a railway coach, you know, which is part of a lodge. You know, it's very different.
Well, we certainly get to exotic places. You can hear the sea in the background, which is also something, I guess, quite unique about this, that when you go to sleep at night, you'll be lulled. but who's going to buy here, Adrian? We can't see much now, but who
you know,
who are you expecting
to come
in? The
development is in the region of 140 million. We've already sold well over 50 million. So it's all South Africans. I think it's people that have obviously been affected by COVID. You can work from home now. You want to be a bit away from the big cities. Certainly Port Elizabethans would come out here, and they're working 4 days, 3 days in the office. So the market has changed considerably. I think that's what's driven the incredible demand that's going on, the building that's going on this estate right at the moment. And we've seen it on other estates. It really is. I mean, virtually Pearl Valley sold out. I think we got 5 or 6 plots left there. You know, and then our neighbour Valdevie, which we're part of. I mean, they sold out their second phase overnight. So I mean, it's just the Polo extension that they did there. Yeah. So it's just something that's really, people want to be on a protected estate. Let's put it that way, and have the facilities of an estate.
Okay, you mentioned COVID. I'm thinking about my neighbours up north who perhaps are looking to come to the coast. How efficient is connectivity, electricity, water, those issues?
That's a very good question, and I think one of the real bottom line assets of this place is that we've been very forward thinking. We've got an incredible board of directors that thinks outside the box as well. So we're basically water sufficient ourselves, to the point that we can actually give back. We're already making plans to give back to the local community.
How?
We've got deep wells that come all the way from the George Aquifer and shallow wells that we use for irrigation. But the deep wells, and we built a water treatment plant and then expanded it. So right now, and basically everybody's being very conservative, so we've got a good supply of water. Before that, we have a development that was done in such a way that our stormwater gets brought back. The water used to go straight through us and into the ocean from the Sand River Valley. Now we capture it at the bottom of the estate and pump it back to the top. So we're actually water conservative that way as well. All our homes have to be built with tanks and supply themselves. And the next project we're into now, we're proposing to the board right now, is a solar solution to make us less dependent and more cost effective in running our estate.
Connectivity?
Wi-Fi has always been on the estate. Now we go to fiber. Those agreements are done. The homeowner will have his option to choose whoever they want as their provider. But we're going in the ground starting this month.
And when is the Mantis development going to be turned?
Well, you know, I was with our development manager, Bruce, earlier, and I expected them to be here. But it's about a week's time that they will move on site. They'll go on site. So I think that's a very good question, because anybody that buys will put down their 10% deposit, will have no fees for the 15 or 18 months that it's going to take us to do the development. All those costs are taken into account in the selling price, so we have to carry all those costs. So, you know, to buy on there or to go and buy a stand and develop it over 2 years, you need to take that into account in the cost of what you're paying us and if you built your own home. So we're hoping to have this development open and running by a golf tournament that Jeff will tell you about that happens here. And for the next 2 years, it's happening in November, and it'll happen November next year. So by November next year, we hope it'll be open. But I'll let Jeff tell you about what tournament it is and how close we are to golf, both of us.
Yeah, no, we're very excited. The second oldest tournament in the country has been brought back to life, sponsored by the PGA of South Africa. My body of brothers, so to speak, the PGA side, as opposed to the Sunshine Tour. They're very active in it as well, with some very good partners. And this is the second year of three that we have it for now. And the names on the trophy go back to Bobby Locke, Els Husen. So when Dean Burmeister won last year, he was holding that trophy with pride.
Okay, that's the golf side, but there are lots of people who are not that interested in golf and might be attracted by the lifestyle, by coming off to St. Francis. What are the price points, Adrian?
You know, you can get into this development at just under 2 million rand, 1950, and then it goes up to 5.5 million rand. You know, for the prime viewing of the villas. So, you know, they're very inexpensive if you consider what you're getting, and I think we've been very able to do that because of the very good price that we were able to buy the initial land at, that we can do the building on, which the developer Mike Wiley's been very good at and wants this development to happen. And those are the sort of things that have made the development cost-wise worthwhile.
St. Francis, tell me about it. Do you have a Woolies here? Do you?
No.
I mean, you don't have a Woolies.
No Woolies, no Nando's. We bry.
everything
is close enough. Uh-huh. We have fantastic restaurants. You know about our trails, our surfing, our biking, our fishing.
Of the Santon people who might
well,
want to relocate.
Well, let's put it this way. The quality of food is right there in the restaurants that we have on offer. The shopping, the ladies are always happy here. I mean, one of our shops in town sends when she gets new wear in, she just sends it to Santon.
Okay, but there's no Woolies. It's a big problem.
No. Woolies is 20 minutes, they deliver.
The sushi here is some of the best in the world.
Yeah.
So there's certain offerings here that are unique.
Calamari.
And how far is St. Francis from the international community, i.e. where's the closest airport?
Port Elizabeth, Quebec.
Which well, is 1 hour 10, 1 yeah. hour 20.
And then you fly to Johannesburg and presumably
Cape Town.
Yeah. Off to the rest of the world.
Yeah.
So the links are there. You've told us, first of all, the golf is fantastic. We know that. Number four in South Africa is a huge achievement. The second thing is that the price points sound fairly reasonable, certainly for people who are coming from the city. Connectivity is available as well. I haven't really told me what kind of people would come here, though, and I think maybe you can give us some insight from those who have been buying in this boom in the St. Francis Links development.
We currently are attracting from all the major cities, including Port Elizabeth, right next door. But I think that what has been so favorable in this process is that they recognize that when they come here, they don't have to leave South Africa. Yeah, we all know that people are exiting South Africa, but people don't want to leave South Africa. So you can come here, you get away from the crime, you stay in a stable estate, you've got great schools around you, everything is accessible, and everything's first world as far as I'm concerned. I've been here 30 years, and there's nothing that I don't get here that I desire.
So is the option then London or St. Francis for some people?
We've got a better golf course and a nicer village.
There's actually no option.
How so?
Well, because this is far better.
Last question. If I purchase my villa and I put down my 590,000 rand deposit, 10%, and move in 18 months' time after I presumably raise a bond or find the cash somewhere, what happens if I can't spend the whole year at the villa at this new development?
Okay, well, let's start first. It's not if, it's when you buy your villa.
Indeed.
Okay, so then, and you want to use it for 2 or 3 months.
Most important, it is pet friendly.
Oh, that's a very important question. Well done. Yeah, the villas certainly are pet friendly. Mm-hmm. And obviously it's a homeowners association that decides that, but we've already put that into the sales agreement, that if you are in your villa, earth will be designed accordingly, and your fences, you've got to be a certain type of fence and everything, but it is pet friendly from that point of view. And I think is that, you know, it's something that one really needs to look up seriously if you want a second home in South Africa. This part of the world is absolutely unique. I come from Cape Town originally. Well, originally Zimbabwe, then Cape Town. And, you know, when I came here with my wife 54 years ago, she wasn't at all happy.
Yeah, but okay, so second home. Now, first of all, I was thinking people would relocate here from Johannesburg rather than going to London, which you said was a good call. But now you say a second home. So if it's a second home, is there a way of putting it into some kind of a rental pool?
We'll run a rental pool here, and certainly that's why we're building the one bedroom and two bedroom flats, but you can put your villa in. And a good question. So you can probably make all your money back in terms of any costs that you would incur here. But so, you know, whether it's a first home or a second home, and you want to go to London for 6 months, you can rent it out. And we've got a professional system to do that. And most important of all, if you buy here and you're buying into a Mantis branded property, you can get a discount at Mantis Properties in Southern Africa. So you'll get a special card. So there's other opportunities as well.
He's certainly marketing this quite aggressively.
I think he's got it.
I want to know about the rental pool, because that's more of a
Don't have enough available right now. We've got great accommodation in the village. We've got Cape St. Francis Resort that we work very closely with. But a lot of people want to be right here. They want to play their game of golf, come have a little brown water, a little Coke, and then walk 100 meters to their accommodation. What a pleasure.
How many other developments are you busy with, Adrian?
Well, we're just finishing off Zimbiti. We're finishing off Zimbiti, as you know, in Natal. We're finishing off, we've got phase three to do of Pearl Valley, which is about to start. And by the way, there we've changed our thinking as well. We're going to build some villas instead of more hotel rooms. So that's quite important.
So COVID has changed the thinking.
There's no question that it's changed.
And this is a post-COVID development, if you
Correct.
Put it that way.
And, you know, we get inquiries all over Africa about certain developments that we're looking at the moment. I mean, you met Bruce. He's very busy with a lot of stuff. So whether they come off or not, who knows? But there is activity. So COVID or not, people are developing, and thankfully our brand brings us to that. And I think just sort of the history of what we've done and the development of what we've achieved hopefully will give us the option of completing those. But I really want to get back to this here. This is something absolutely unique. So without being facetious about it or anything, Alec, is that your listeners, your viewers, please get involved quickly, because this is something absolutely unique, and there are very few opportunities left here.